into the Vancouver mixtape.
We're back, baby.
We're back to school. Here it's the Vancouver mixtape on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast in the unceded territories of the Halkomelem and Squamish speaking peoples. My name is Jesse.
My name is Jamie.
That's what he says anyway. And we're here to play you a whole bunch of Vancouver music. Some of it, almost all of it new. Most of it new to us. And hopefully a lot of it new to you. That's what we do here on the mixtape, is we mix up tapes and other recording formats of music, and we play them for you. So we're going to do that today. And Jamie, do you have anything to say before we get into things? Do you have a direction you want to go? We have a grab bag of songs and some requests, and we haven't really done any work in terms of ordering or arranging.
Well, if you don't have something queued up right this second in your brain, do you?
No.
Cool. I was kind of like really, the thing that really got me hyped up for doing the new season of the show, which I've officially called this the season premiere of the Vancouver Mixtape. I don't think there's language that we've ever used.
Wow.
On this show before.
When did we start?
We started in January 2012.
So really it's, well, you know what? I'm going to allow it, even though it seems to be factually incorrect.
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you. Thank you. We can do the new season is every semester.
Sure.
Sure.
Well, we're on our 30th season already.
Look at us go. You could argue that we are the Simpsons of community radio, in which that it gets bad the longer it goes. Just joking.
And also that Conan O'Brien used to write on the show.
It's true. It's true. He doesn't anymore. He abandoned us for hire other podcasts.
His own podcast.
Oh, my gosh. The thing that got me really jazzed, and I've been keeping tabs on new releases over the last month a bit, but the one that kind of put me over the edge in terms of like being ready, like pumped to get radio in again, was brand new Palm Haze, Jesse.
Very exciting.
I don't think that there was like new Palm Haze since like early pandemic.
It's been a minute.
It was like, it felt like it was one of those, we're bored, we don't know what we're going to do, so we're just going to like write, record some music and put it out there and not do anything with it. So it's really cool to me that Palm Haze has some new tunes out there. And they just, I think it came out right at the end of August there. Should we kick off with that?
Sure, yeah. First release since 2020, so you're right.
I was right.
COVID days. This one, the new one, is called Blue Moon Bay, and you're going to listen to it right now.
Thank you. business.
I don't want to write a record. I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual. Stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record. I want to reflect the time.
Stop business.
I don't want to write a banger. I want to reflect the time. Stop business as usual. Stop the genocide. It's land back from Philippines to Palestine. It's time to uprise till we're all free. Fuck individualism. This is collectivism. No more consumerism. Tune into global rhythms. We make the revolution irresistible. Leaning on each other, holding them accountable. They turning humans into robot cops. Slaves to empires. Brains whitewashed. They put whiteness in religious laws. Give them rights to enslave, mass graves, land theft, prison jobs.
Real loves and decolonization. Total liberation of our nation. Stop the killings and the occupation. Changing, using radical imagination. Together we're amazing.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
Yeah, we screaming free palestine. Look, hey yo, my mere existence is resilience, and my resistance, sheer brilliance. But when the people lacking pigment ask what is this, I tell them I'm the mother earth hating business. They see a risk in children that are indigenous, and to their loss across the land they show indifference. So it don't come as no surprise to me when they letting the babies bleed for the oil and the greed. Funded by the land of the free, we march and we plead. Defund our vest, detract is the people's decree. So we taking it to the streets from the river to sea. You can block TikTok, but we still gon' speak. Press roll out on pause, it's a priority. For all my people from Sudan, Congo to Haiti, Ethiopia, Myanmar, Tibet, and all my students too. South Africa making moves like how the Houthis do.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't wanna write a record, I wanna reflect the time.
Business.
Bam back, he said it. Freedom, yes, we'll get it. Revolutionary message, genocide. Don't let it pass you by. Children continue to die. Yeah, ask me why. People in land colonized live in a prison state. Daily they discriminate. Rather kill than integrate. Watching us disintegrate. But you cannot imitate our style in your face. Revolution illustrate. Truth will disseminate. Land back from Peru to Palestine. Killing people for some oil, land, and some gasoline. I'm talking revolution. This is not an average dream when you fight against a system built on white supremacy. I don't want to write a song, I want to reflect the times. Flood the industry with revolutionary minds. Colonize the forces, stop the business enterprise. 35,000 killed, Palestinian genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business as usual, stop the genocide.
I don't want to write a record, I want to reflect the time.
Stop business.
See what I'm saying? You can say what you want to say.
I
can be what you want to be.
Just get warmed up, man.
As I take in my first breath, next thing I hear my mom call me Ade. I grip my cord like a mic check. Angel singing Baba Body. Yeah, she said Ade means crown, Onye means honey. Mix it together, rain will be sweet, bringer of peace, evil we cease. When the only hops on the baby. As a kiddie, I could speed it, but I was too shy, bro, so I hit it. See, pop said focus on the books, not the hoops. So you rap, man, that one not for thugs and the crooks. Mom said kilo with me, or in the fair food, you see, you be at the remedy. Hold up. I know the remedy. So man, how to feed the melody. Life ain't giddy, too tough. No, I'm at it ease. Used to get lost in the Lagos City soundscape. Generators and the carburetors and the shoemakers. All the sounds in my head like a beat tape. So I ain't gonna stop. I'ma do that. My Jackie Chan moves, swaying in my room. Yeah, stuck in my head most times. Was alone, I talking to myself most times. In body house, hiding in my dorm most times. Cause bullies won't deck me, blows and suplexes. Kind of perplexing, then I start vexing. Lost in depression, found my expression. They didn't know though, that I didn't know though. Hot like Atarodo, kicky like a dojo. With Valerie Cavudo, raw just like a mojo. Mix that old sound of K-West with some white clefs. Spitting high depth.
then I start to smoke cess. Paint the specs in high res. More confirm for the chromatia. So I made my ink change to dust. See, more confirm nice because I saw. Make I show them what it takes to burst.
Nostalgia, which came out last year. And before that, we heard a new track by Kimmortal, Stop Business As Usual Part 2, featuring Phoenix Pagliacci and Bobby Sanchez. And before that was Blue Moon Bay by Palm Haze. A very important message from Kimmortal, delivered in the usual amazing style. Jamie, you had a chance to see Kimmortal just last night.
Just last night, Jesse, I was part of the great freakout circus that the History of Gunpowder puts on, which included drag performances from Kendall Gender, which is cool to me. I've never seen Kendall perform at all. But yeah, the headliner of the night was Kimmortal, and they were incredible, as I'm sure you would come to expect. It's been a moment since I've seen Kimmortal perform.
Mm-hmm.
2018, 2019 was the last time I saw Kimmortal.
Oh, wow.
And this iteration of the group, drummer, bass player, keyboard player, and Kimmortal at the front wearing jester makeup and hat and frills, and which made it surprisingly poignant. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But it was a really great performance. Played Stop Business As Usual Part 2. It was great. And other great Kimmortal tracks. And I just found myself just like locked into every single song. Even if it wasn't one that I've heard a bunch. It's just really engaging performance, and it was really sick to watch a lot of the people that I knew that were there who hadn't spent a ton of time with Kimmortal. Kimmortal's music, just kind of like, you watch, you know when you watch someone listen to music and they get it?
Yeah.
You see them be like, oh yeah, let's go. And yeah, it was cool to see people.
Cool. Yeah,
so, great performance. This is the only music performance I saw last night. I arrived late, so I missed History of Gunpowder. They could have been awful, but I doubt it, because they're usually pretty great.
We won't make that guess here, I don't think. I had a similar experience last Sunday with the last artist that we played, Ada Wolf, who has sort of been floating around the mixtape. I know... We've maybe played tracks here or there. We've had his name has come up from a lot of our sort of guest curators in the past. But I had not, for whatever reason, part of it being how stubborn I am at finding music just on Bandcamp when it's available lots of other places. I just never really had the full Attawolf experience. And he showed up with a full band, full live band, and they just tore it up. He brought on a featured singer who was Swedish, whose name I can't remember, but he ran around and did a backflip at one point. Just super high energy, and they did a great cover of Earth, Wind & Fire September, as it was September 1st. And this was all at the Victory Square Block Party, which CITR and Discorder and Music Waste put on, and CGSF did a video live stream that had some technical difficulties, but ended up, at least for the second half of it anyway, being a pretty cool broadcast experience. I got to be introduced to a whole bunch of bands that I either knew of but had not listened to, or just had never even heard of. And we're gonna share some of those with you now. And in doing so, we're also going to honor a couple listener requests. So,
oh boy, we're gonna try to do this more often, by the way. More requests from the people. Jesse and I really sweat over playlists week in, week out, but we also want engagement.
Yeah,
from the people.
It's all about engagement and clicks and views and shares, and it's all about you listening to this radio show and hearing maybe something new, but also maybe sometimes something you want to hear. So a friend of the show and musician in their own right, Hallelujah, has requested a couple of tracks.
Oh!
And both artists happened to play at the Victory Square Block Party.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So we are going to hear a couple of those, and then we're going to hear from a Vancouver band that I, like, simply cannot believe that we have not played or gotten into on the mixtape before.
Who could it be?
It's truly outrageous. Anyway, so we're going to start with Scarlet Fever with their single Dream Scene, and then we'll hear from Sam O.T. Those are requests from Hallelujah, and then we'll get into something else. So to start...
Who knows what it could be?
Who knows
it could be anything.
What it could be? But we know that this is Dream Scheme by Scarlet Fever.
Don't leave. heart pains running deeper. North, north yard on the speaker. Searching lanes, different gates of Alameda. But my answer a placebo. If I answer the preacher, I the plans in the yard, I'ma be there. Grown apart, it's a part of the era. Water in my mouth tastes bloody.